Welcome to the New Hermetics program, The Four Elements. The four ancient elements were postulated by the early Greek philosophers, and they were meant to represent subtle aspects of nature. The element of earth represented the qualities of dryness, coolness, and heaviness. The element of air, wetness, warmness, and lightness. The element of water, wetness, coolness, and the quality of contraction. The element of fire, hotness, dryness, and the quality of expansion. And these were considered the building blocks of all things, from the world around us to our personalities. The four elements are the basis of the four cherubic angels, the four tools or suits of the tarot, and have also been assigned to the four gospels of the New Testament. The New Hermetics is most concerned with the four elements as subtle forces that can bring us into an understanding of our personalities and can be utilized as subtle forces to change the directions of our lives. The four ancient elements correspond very well with certain tendencies of human character. In medieval times, these character traits were called the four humors: the phlegmatic, the sanguine, the melancholic, and the choleric. Modern psychology has abandoned this simple model, but we all still do possess these character elements within ourselves. With this program, you will become acquainted with these four elements in your personality and begin to understand how they shape your personality. When you begin to understand these subtle forces as they apply to your own mind, you will begin to see imbalances in yourself. These elemental imbalances cause you to act uncontrollably, to be compelled by unconscious forces to your own detriment. You will soon learn a simple method for addressing these imbalances and returning yourself to a healthy state of equilibrium and free choice. In order to succeed in the New Hermetics, it is necessary to balance your personality so that you are capable of expressing all possible experiences. In this program, you will become acquainted with the qualities of the four elements and how your personality is shaped by them. In the next program, you will begin to balance the elemental aspects of your personality by invoking opposite elemental forces and qualities to your own negative elemental qualities. Now, because this tape contains powerful relaxation suggestions, you must not listen to it while in a moving automobile or while doing any activity that requires your full concentration. If at any time while you are listening to this program, a situation occurs that requires your full attention, you will return immediately to full waking consciousness and be able to handle the situation calmly, alertly, and appropriately. Now, find a quiet place where you will be able to sit or lie down for about the next half an hour without any disturbances. Now that you're in a totally comfortable and relaxing place, I would like you to simply allow yourself to begin relaxing, making sure your head is comfortable, allowing your eyes to close, and adjusting into a soothing position, just letting yourself sink. Now that you're starting to relax, I want you to take a deep breath in with me. And let it out. And take a deep breath in. And let it out. And take a deep breath in. And out. And in. And out. And in, and continue to breathe slowly, allowing yourself to become more and more relaxed. Let your feet relax, and your ankles. And your calves. And your knees and thighs. Allow your buttocks and your hips to relax. And your stomach and your lower back. Your chest and your upper back. Let your shoulders relax. And your arms, your hands and your fingers. Let your neck relax. Your face and your jaw, relaxing your cheeks and your eyes, and your forehead and your scalp. And allow yourself to relax more and more deeply. Now, you can begin to imagine a door in front of you. It is the doorway to your inner temple. And you may open this door and step through into your inner temple, moving to the center of the room. It is an empty square room with colored walls, yellow in the east in front of you, red to your right in the south, black to your left in the north, and blue behind you in the west. Above you is a starry sky. And directly above your head is a brightly shining globe of pure white radiance. And I would like you to look up at this shining globe of white radiance above your head and experience the radiance shining down into you, filling your whole body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet in your inner temple. And as the light soothingly reaches your feet, a second globe of dazzling white light appears at your feet. And another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms. And you are now within a cross of light, and in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart, and it begins to grow and glow more brightly, and it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And you look in front of you to the yellow eastern wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly. And you say, knowledge. And you look to the red fire wall of your inner temple to your right and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and you say, will. And you look to the blue water wall of your inner temple behind you, and you project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and you say, daring. And you look to the black earth wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and you say, silence. And you face the yellow wall in front of you again, extending your imaginary arms to form a cross. And you say, before me, intelligence, behind me, understanding, to my right, creation, to my left, manifestation, seeing your four elemental guardians appearing in their proper places. Allow these guardians to fade from view, knowing that they are still protecting and empowering you. Look up again at the shining globe of white radiance above your head and experience the radiance shining down into you, filling your whole body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet in your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet. And another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms, and you are now within a cross of light. And in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart, and it begins to grow and glow more brightly, and it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple and you are in the center of the light. And as you are totally feeling relaxed and tranquil, I would like you to turn in your inner temple to your left and look at the black wall of earth. And as you look into this wall, it may become a window, and all you see in front of you is the element of earth in all directions. And you may begin to move forward into this earthy element, and you can see a stony landscape surrounding you. And you may begin to feel the heaviness of this element, slow and solid, firm and restful. And as you begin to become aware of this element, and you can feel the cool textures of stone and earth all around you, you can feel the dryness of the living earth, you can feel your own weight pressing your body down to the ground, and you can feel your skin and flesh as earth, and your skeleton as stone, and you can feel the solidity of this place. And you are beginning to really understand the nature of Earth. And you may know that the Earth element is the part of you that is careful and slow and concerned with the practical details of life. And it is the part of you that seeks to avoid pain and protects your body. And as this really sinks into your awareness, you may turn around and separate from this earth element, returning to your inner temple. And now you will turn to your right, where you began, and you will look into the realm of the air element. And you will see the yellow billowing clouds of air, and you will move forward and enter into this scene. And as you do, you may begin to feel lighter, feel a refreshing breeze moving through you like your breath. And you can feel this air as you breathe in and out. And you can feel yourself floating amongst clouds. And you are aware of a warmth and a moisture, and these are flowing through you, and you can feel the energizing effects, relaxing breezes of breath. And you can know that in your personality, the element of air is the part of you that is independent and thoughtful, and it is your intellect with thoughts like wisps of air moving in and out of your awareness, and it is your inquisitive nature and your uniqueness, and you can know that this part of your nature is elastic and ever-changing like the wind, and it is the part of you that categorizes, systematizes, always changes and evolves new theories and thoughts. And as you are really understanding the nature of the air element, you will now separate from it and return to your inner temple. And you will turn all the way around and look to the realm of water behind you, at the blue wall, and you can see the cool blue of the element of water, and you will move forward into this moist coolness and feel it flowing all around you in rhythmic tides, like the blood flowing in your own being. And you can feel this streaming water coursing through you, relaxing you, as you feel its purifying effects on your body and your soul. And you can become aware that this is the part of you that feels, and it is your emotional world, and that it is the part of your personality that is tranquil, and that cooperates with others, and that is capable of adapting to any situation. And it is the part of you that is docile and meditative, and also intuitive and understanding, and that really feels the ebb and flow of life. And as you really become aware of this element of water and understand its nature, you will separate completely back into your inner temple. And you can now turn to the last quarter of your temple, where the element of fire exists, and you can see its red glowing power. And as you move into this realm, you can feel its warmth, like the warmth of your own body, and you can feel the dryness and the expansive force of this fiery place. And you can feel the passion and force that it is giving you. And you can begin to understand that in your personality, the element of fire is the part of you that truly loves yourself. It is your passions and your drives, and it is the source of your creativity and of your abilities as a leader. And it is the part of you that gives you the power of will and courage and force. And it is where you form your moral framework of values. And as you become aware of the nature of fire, you can separate from it back into your inner temple, and you have now become truly acquainted with the four elements and how they relate to your personality. But you will soon begin to explore the nature of your personality as it relates to the four elements, and in a moment, you will return to consciousness, remaining totally relaxed and tranquil, and you will open your workbook and perform the exercise related to the four elements in your personality. And as you perform this exercise, you will notice that some of the elements of your personality are stronger than others, how you are out of balance elementally, and in the next program, you will begin to address these imbalances by invoking the positive opposite qualities. You must endeavor to establish a perfect balance in your personality by removing negatives and invoking opposite positive qualities. But now, I would like you to look up again at the shining globe of white radiance above your head and experience the radiance shining down into you, filling your whole body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet in your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet. And a third globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms, and you are now within a cross of light, and in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart, and it begins to grow and glow more brightly, and it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And you look to the yellow east wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and you say knowledge. And you look at the red fire wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and you say will. And you look at the blue water wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and you say, "Daring." And you look at the black earth wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and you say, "Silence." And you face the yellow wall again, extending your imaginary arms into the form of a cross, saying, "Before me, intelligence. Behind me, understanding. To my right, creation. To my left, manifestation." And you see your four elemental guardians appearing in their proper places in your inner temple. Allow your guardians to fade from view, knowing that they are still protecting and empowering you. Look up once again at the shining globe of white radiance above your head, and experience that radiance shining down into you, filling your whole body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet in your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet. And another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms. And you are now within a cross of light. And in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart, and it begins to grow and glow more brightly. And it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And now, turn to the western wall of your temple, to the blue wall of water, and see the door leading out of your inner temple. Open the door, and step out into full, normal body awareness as I count from 1 to 5. 1, getting in touch with your body and breathing. 2, getting focused and clear. 3, knowing that your success with the new hermetics is assured. 4, wiggling your fingers and toes. And 5, fully alert, refreshed, and relaxed. Please open your workbook and complete the exercise on the four elements in your personality. This is the end of this tape. Please fast forward to the end to properly cue up the other side for your listening.